problem is there's a lot of contrast between that dark tunnel and the white garment of Dix. It's giving the camera a little shit.
Okay,
turn the capture latch release 180 degrees. And all I have to do is pull the probe out of there.
Okay, where she comes. Alright, while Dick's doing that, I'll go up and get the drogue.
You guys late night watchers, Jerry?
That's affirmative.
Al, can you pull up your seat, please?
Okay, just a second, I'll have to move the camera.
I'll hold the camera here and it's like, I got it. Okay.
How's that, Dick?
I got it just fine.
Okay, Dick's putting the probe now under the right-hand seat. He's going to have to strap that in with something. It'll just about to hold it there. See if I can scoot around and give you a shot of it. Not quite as light down in there.
Okay. Juggle with this thing every time.
Well, you got it out in the umbilical cord, that's one reason. With your right hand, there you go.
Boy.
Hey, move back that way and I'll take it away from you.
Sounds like you're handling empty milk cans up there.
You want to look at the drogue after docking?
That's right. Let's turn it around, but don't let any light hit on it, Dick, or I can't see it.
How's that?
Too much light. Sort of tip it up or move it over to the left or right. It's got a little sliver of light on it.
How's that?
Is that better?
I'll move in. Leave a wait. There's the drogue after one docking.
Roger. We can't see too much because of the big light spot on it.
Why don't you stash that, Al, or Dick, okay. And stick Dick Gordon looking through the hole.
Hello there.
The only mark on it is something where the mark starts, Dick. You hit it almost dead center when you made
right
the docking. Yeah, right there.
That's funny, that mark looks just like a nose.
About the same length, too.
Okay, Al, you want to stick her up here and we'll
open
the
hatch
for
you.
Okay, 12, the lighting in the tunnel looks pretty good now.
Okay, and if you'll hold it just a minute, I'll get the window shades down in the lamp here.
There it goes.
Roger.
Well, when we were in the other day, we rigged the
Here comes a couple of towels. These, both of that and the Kleenex go in the left-hand side storage compartment. Let me get the 16mm magazines and the 70mm magazines. Hey, Al, why don't you come up here and let me get those for you.
Okay,
here,
that's a good idea,
and then maybe I can say a few words about this.
Here, well, as a matter of fact, you're going to have to do that, Al, because I can't get any lower on this comm cable. You know I want to get down there.
All right.
I'll hold the camera, Dick. I have a three-way switch here in the tunnel.
Okay, I'll just come on past.
Okay. Dick.
Okay.
We just had a good view of your helmet storage bag down there a couple seconds ago.
Yeah, Al, here's the Kleenex with the towels.
Looks like you're trying to pack a telephone booth.
I'll get the camera in here, Jer, and bring it around the corner.
Okay, let me put those in their proper spots.
Okay, what we've got on this side, Jerry, is what we call a left-hand side storage compartment. And it's pretty unique in that it's made out of beta cloth, and for these snaps, we can remove it. So what we do after the first EVA, we put a lot of our things that we don't need anymore inside these bags, and then we can put them outside on the lunar surface. And after the second EVA, we can put some other things in this other, or the back end side of this storage compartment, and then put it out on the lunar surface also. So we end up being able to very tidily put some of our gear on the outside of the outside the spacecraft, it'll be a lot lighter when we get ready to leave the lunar surface, which is handy since you can bring back more rocks and what have you.
Roger.
I'll just stick this.
You
right
can
in
also
here.
See in the picture the restraint straps that are hooked up above that. They're used to hold us in for landing.
There you go. Yeah, this is what Pete's talking about. Okay, got some more goodies. 70mm magazine. There's two of them. These are the two that go here in the TSB, temporary storage bag.
Should have joined the ISA.
Right. Just a second. TSB statement stuck away. Take a look in here and let's see how this looks. Let's poke them right in here. And they'll be here tomorrow. This up.
Houston, our color TV is running about 11 seconds behind your voice. And so what you're talking about, we're seeing about anywhere from 10 to 11 seconds later.
Okay. That's interesting. What's that due to the processing?
That's affirmative.
What we were doing now is putting the two of the 70 millimeter magazines for our Hasselblads in the storage container here. Those are the two that we're going to use when we first get on the lunar surface. Here's three more, and these three will be used the second EVA, and so we'll stick them over here in the right-hand side storage compartment. The right-hand side isn't removable at all, as you probably know. We go ahead and work the cameras and film that we bring back from the lunar surface. We'll put all of that material over here on the right-hand side, or a lot of it anyway. Because the left-hand side won't be there. As you're looking now, then I'm slipping that beta cloth bag in its place on the right side.
Roger.
Okay, here's the 16-millimeter film.
Okay. Same thing with the 16-millimeter film you'll be seeing in a moment.
There's just one of those, Dick, and that's in A8.
That's the whole package this year?
That's it.
Okay, as you see, I'm just about to put the 16-millimeter magazines in their storage compartment. In spacecraft, as you can see, there's not a lot of room, so you end up having to put every item in its own little place. As you can see, as the magazines go in, they fit into a tiny little...
We need one of those.
Cloth,
we need a spare.
Racket. And if Pete gives you a complete look at that right-hand storage compartment, you can see we've got quite a lot of ditties here. Down here we've got a spare...
Well, we're getting a good view of the right-hand compartment now, and we can see your helmet storage bag down there in the corner. That spherical white bag.
Right. Right in here, as we keep some spare bugs for the COAS, a little bit higher up, we got sun filter for our telescope.
Yeah, and it's marked.
There's the COAS filter.
That's
the pilot sighting device. Waste stowage bags are stored in the bottom two compartments. In here, I hope, is our Hasselblad camera, at least one of them. We have two of them. Yes, there it is. Got to put it together right now. It's just the camera itself. We'll have to put the magazine on later, and the handle, and all the attachments that allow it to be fixed to our bliss. RCU, plus RCU. Is that all the transfer?
Roger, Al, that's the color camera you're going to use
okay.
out on the lunar surface, isn't it?
We don't have the color camera that we're going to use on the lunar surface inside the limb. It's outside on the mesa, and it's going to be just like Apollo 11. When Pete goes down the ladder, you pull a handle, it'll lower the mesa, and then the TV will be pointing right at the lower part of the ladder so that everyone can see when he steps on the surface. We'll later put that out on the lunar surface on a tripod, and then we'll be able to move it around so that everybody can see for both of our EVAs. Those two cameras, I only showed you one. The other is right next to it, are the two 70 millimeter still cameras. They hook right on the front of the suit, so that you can take still pictures of rocks, the surveyor when we get there, and ALSEP, what have you, while we're walking around.
Jerry, I'm showing you a picture of the instrument panel right now, but what I'm more interested in, on my monitor, I could see some dust particles. Maybe you could see them down there on the TV. I think that's pretty good resolution. They just have to be floating in the sunlight that's in here. Of course, there is a little bit of, it's very light dust, but it looks big on the TV screen because the sun is illuminating it. And, of course, as soon as we start running the ECS system in here, it'll clean it all out.
Okay, I'm going to start doing that right now. Just open the Descent H2O. I'm opening the Descent O2 beat. And I'm going to have it repress auto, and when I do, you're going to hear a bang. So, give me a
bye for the bang.
Dick?
No.
Bang
for
the bang. Ready? Okay. And the cabin repress circuit breaker is going to go closed. Suit isolation valve, both took flow, and then actuate override.
Just wait a minute.
I got
to get the camera. All right. 12 Houston, we can see the dust particles very well.
Okay. There's a shot of the disconnect valve.
You show them where both our places were stored. We've got one over here, Pete, on
yeah.
the side, one on the bottom. I didn't know,
yeah.
one on the floor right
yeah.
in front of the hatch.
12 Houston, we've seen the one on the floor.
Visibility.
Okay.
So if you can show us the one over on the side.
It pulled us back, right?
I don't know, you have to...
Back it up, show that beat.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight quarters in there.
I don't know, you're going to have to back the camera up.
Okay, why don't I do that? Take a look at the monitor. Okay. Make sure we don't get too much.
That's a good picture.
Guess Pete's Bliss is on the wall behind him. When we suit up, we won't have a lot of time to talk to you on the lunar surface. But what we do is Pete gets over on his side, which is the left side, the spacecraft, this side over here. I'll be over on the right. I'll take my Bliss off the floor and put my OPS on top of it. Pete will do the same thing with his. Then he'll put my Bliss up when I put it on. This takes about 10 or 15 minutes to get my Bliss on and connected. Then I've got him back over in my corner and hold his Bliss. He turns around and puts it on. It's not a lot of room in here, as you can see. And when you're fairly bulky with your suit on, your Bliss is on, your helmet, and the whole business, you have to be very careful that you don't bump into the any of the parts of the limb. I'm showing you my Bliss again, and it's a little bright here, so I'm going to have to be careful about this camera. Here's the helmet storage bag.
I wonder if it's at all possible for you to stop the camera down and show them the window.
The markings on the window,
yeah,
is a good
LED
idea.
The LED is really illuminated there in the sun.
Okay. Why don't you see if you can get over there and near it.
All right.
Maybe we can show where you're standing there. Okay, the light just went out, Houston, because I've stopped the camera way down.
Roger.
But I'm going to try to show you without bothering the camera. Yeah, but we don't need it since I've got it once, see?
Never mind. 12 Houston, what's the configuration of your suit ISO valves now?
We opened and closed them for the checklist. They're both in suit disconnect.
But it's getting awful bright.
I know, I just liable to bother that camera. There you go.
Is that too bright on the ground, Houston?
Can't tell.
If you're looking at Houston.
Roger, we can see the stripe marks on the window.
Okay, what happens is Pete stands right behind those stripe marks. You can see right at the top there's where the horizontal line is, that's 0 degrees, then there's a 10 down, 20 down, 30 and 40 and on down. Right at the top then, left and right, there's also some angular marks. As we proceed in the descent, and we pitch over where the lunar surface is visible about 7,000 feet, Pete's going to be looking out through the window at those marks. I'll be reading from the computer, and the computer will say where it's taking us to land relative to those marks. For example, Tommy, the first thing you'll hear me say is 42 degrees. So Pete will look out at the 42 degree mark and he'll see if that's the surveyor crater. We spent a lot of time learning which crater the surveyor's in, and a lot of the more interesting craters around there, the more easily identifiable craters. You'll look out and see if the crater's in the right place. If the 42 degree mark's in the right place. If it is, then we'll just continue on the present trajectory. If not, he could use his control stick and put a certain number of inputs in to change the direction we're headed. For example, if he saw it at 40 degrees instead of 42, saw the crater we wanted, he could pitch down a couple or pitch up a couple, depending on what he wanted to do. If he saw it at 40, he'd pitch down a couple of blips, a couple of hits of the stick, and hopefully very shortly the computer would notice this and start heading for the 40 degree point. I'd continue reading the numbers, and he'd continue to monitor all the way down. When we got down to a low altitude then, we'd be in a good position for Pete to take over manually and land next to the point we're headed for. This is called the LPD, or Landing Point Designator. It allows the commander to keep up with where the computer thinks it should land, and then tell it to land at a different place if he feels it should.
Apollo 12,
got any questions on that LPD? Just go ahead.
Roger, hate to change the subject on you guys, but looks like you don't have your auto repress capability now. When you activated your suit ISO valve, it looks like what you should have done is gone to the suit flow and then used your actuator override in order to set it up.
How does that look to you, Houston?
We don't have TM. We saw that on your TV picture when you were over there fooling with it. And so far, we haven't seen it again.
Okay. We fix it up for you.
Okay, thanks. I think you pretty well covered that LPD situation. Don't know if there could be any questions.
Okay, we're readjusting it back inside now. Back over here, Alan.
Okay, let me run up one of these window shades so I can check this AOT. Cut down your light. I can just leave it open a little bit. The other day this AOT was beautiful. Around over here.
Okay, Dick, I'm shining the camera down a tunnel at you now. Your hat's awful bright in the sun, that's it, so yeah.
Hello, Dick, we can see it.
You reflect the sun. Dick, I can't keep it on you. Reflect the sun off your suit so bright. You better afraid it's going to burn a spot in the tube.
Pete, you going to let Dick get any lamp time?
Oh, I know what this is. Yeah, he's been in and out with us.
Okay, Pete, I think we're finished checking this thing out.
They've got to, Jerry. They get the man module time.
That's right, babe. Equal time.
Ready to close up the shop? Okay, you want to open that window or not?
Okay.
No, we're through with those.
Yeah, we're through.
Now, Sharon, do you have any more questions in the lab? Anybody have any more questions down there? Anything they want to see?
No, I guess not, 12. Very good travel log, Jamie.
I'm going to start to button her up and open. All right, Dick.
Hey, Pete, we can, button that up and then bring that camera in here and,
I'll just set the camera over to you right
take
now.
Take a look at the Earth balloon.
Okay, here. Here comes the camera, followed by me. Toot, toot. Watch it, it's an F20, it's wide open, so. Stop her down. There you go.
12, Houston.
Okay, I'm going to close cabin replays now.
Stand by for a bang, Dick.
Okay.
That's it.
12, Houston, we heard the bang that time.
Yeah, it sounds like about a 32 going off in your ear.
Roger, and Pete, on your way through there, would you give us another tunnel index reading?
Okay.
It's minus 3/10 the other day, Pete. I hope that changed.
Fortunately, it hasn't. It's still minus 3/10. Hey, Jerry?
Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry?
Go ahead, Dick.
Can you see that number one window on the television?
That's affirmative.
Number one window on the television? That's what it looks like.
Say,
what are you seeing out the window? I need your damp rag. We gotta clean this CSF tunnel hatch seal. It's got a bunch of junk stuck on it. Thank you.
It's like all these circuit breakers are just exactly like we left them, which makes sense. Okay. Flood lights off, window shades up, cabin dump valve open. Is it still open, Pete?
Cabin dump valve is still open.
Okay. The IVT and press on.
12, Houston, that's a real good picture of the number one window there.
What do you got in the picture? Be careful, Charlie.
There's a big white thing out there that looks like a piece of pie.
Yeah, that's right. Can't be the hose, Al.
Okay. Just double-checking all these things to make sure they were tidy.
Got them? Okay, Jerry, I'll go over to number five window now.
Roger. Notice the stuff on the number one window is kind of linear looking. Linear striations or something.
Yeah, it's still open. Did you wipe the seal yet?
I gotta finish it
in
just a minute.
Okay, I was gonna lift this hatch up to you.
Part of the problem there, Dick, is the television line is around Al's comm bunker.
Okay, Houston, what do you have on number five window?
Roger, we can see the moon out there.
How's it look?
Very, very slender segment, and it's a real good picture of it.
Was the picture of the Earth any good?
Yeah, it was pretty bright.
Before?
Couldn't really see much except just the segment of it.
Okay, I stopped all the way down.
Hey, Dick, will you take that hose and stick it someplace? Thank you. There you go. Now, watch it, your wire is... Have
like a snake pit.
Got to do it. Yeah.
Hey, you and I are tangled up.
Okay. Much better picture.
Now that land mass you're looking at there is Australia.
Roger, we can't determine anything on the Earth there, but it looks quite a bit more like the Earth now than it did before. Looks like you got to stop down considerably more. Houston, the word is Australia is getting your TV show live.
Roger, they're getting it live. If they can see their landmass, it's almost right in the middle of the Earth, and they ought to recognize the snow cap of South America, of the South Pole, just below them. Really spectacular sight.
Australia's getting us live. I'd like to say hello to all the friends down there at the tracking station at Carnarvon if they're down. How about hand me the drone, gal, and I'll get that
Parker in there. Okay, here it comes.
Houston, don't forget the troops at Honeysuckle.
I'll load all the troops at Honeysuckle. I haven't been to Honeysuckle, though.
What are you saying, Jerry? He's asking for a trip.
That's what I figured.
This wasn't long enough. This was not long enough for him.
Get that in there, Pete.
Jerry, let me go back to the other side and try that phone again. We may have a better picture this time.
Okay, Dick. Okay, Dick, we're copying the moon now.
How's it look? This
is even a much better shot than the last one.
Oh, do you see any place there you'd like to go?
I'd like to go any place there.
Okay, one drove in and somebody's pencil is floating by.
There you go.
Jerry,
yeah.
Check
your seat. Don't rest that stop now.
Yeah.
You're all over the camera and you get the
go ahead. We're going to change stations, Jerry.
Roger.
out of your way.
Okay. 12 Houston, on that moon shot, it looked like we could see part of the lunar surface that's in the Terminator and behind the Terminator.
Good luck. We're having trouble doing that ourselves.
Hey, I realize that wastewater dump was so propulsive. That really upset us there a while back.
Sure did.
Can you clean that seal real good, Pete?
Yeah.
But
that seal looked like the perfect dust collector or something. It was really dirty.
Fido says he really appreciated
okay,
that.
Okay, traps are put there.
Say again?
Fido said he really appreciated that dump.
Yeah. Hand me the TV to Gordon and I'll give you some tunnel shots again.
And out of the tunnel side.
Go back inside and bring on the upstop a bit. Zoom back out. Refocus. Give me some more tunnel work, Houston.
Okay.
Deck guard's getting pretty fancy with that hard COVID drogue. There's two exercises yesterday, or three, I guess, counting the original one.
Go around, turn around the other way. Here, I'll hold the camera while you're doing it.
All right. You got it?
I got it.
There you go.
Okay. Get these hoses out of the way.
All right. There you go. We'll move down here a little bit.
After all the wrestling we've done with that probe in practice, it's really amazing to see that big thing float around in here.
Beautiful fishing machine. Looks like I'm coming up on the F-stop floor.
Fire your
We're going to install a probe and capture light release panel. Is
rotate
right counterclockwise to the cock position.
Push the probe right into the drum.
Pull on it.
Yep.
It's in there solid. And we'll put the latches in. Capture latch release handle is in position. Capture latches are engaged, and now we'll put the installation stood on the wall. Okay, we've extended the handle to the full extension.
And we're going to ratchet the probe back up in place.
Back it off, Larry, can't see that. Other way. Okay. Back off a little bit. It'll be easier. There you go. That's a good shot there. Out of bright spot. That's why we're moving around a little bit so we won't burn our TV camera out.
We got a great picture right now and we're copying Dick ratcheting it.
garage it ends on here. The ratchet ball is flush with the housing. Preload shaft is up into the detent, and it's against the umbilical. Leave the umbilical stowed, and we're ready to put in the hatch.
Hatch right here.
Okay. Outside of the hatch now.
Wait. Have you all the way for me?
Pull down,
there's one down.
Glad to see you guys are looking so good and you're sounding great, and we'll be seeing you later.